We're doing the Shataran. We're in the middle of the 11th speech, page Taf Chaf Gimel. And the Ran had been discussing the responsibilities of the court. The court has to maintain the justice system of the Torah. And the judges are warned, don't accept bribes, because bribes will blind the person. V'salev divrei tzadikim, and a bribe will cause the words of the righteous to become twisted. Dvarim tzadikim mishpatei emet. Even though the system Hashem gives the judges is a system of truth, but when they accept bribes, then their words will become twisted. V'uzkak Rashi lefaresh ken, and Rashi had to explain the word tzadikim. That when the Pasuk says the bribe will cause the words of the righteous to be twisted, Rashi explains it not that the people are righteous, but that the system is righteous. Rashi explains it as Dvarim Ham Tzudakim, the words which are just and righteous, the words of the Torah, will become twisted through a bribe. But wait a second. The pasuk says visalev, the bribe will twist divrei tzadikim, the words of the righteous. Sounds like the people are righteous. Even if the judges are righteous, the bribe will cause their words to be twisted. Rashi says no, the words that are righteous, it's talking about the words being righteous, the words of the Torah which are righteous, they will be twisted through a bribe. So Rashi makes the focus the righteous being about the words of the Torah, as opposed to the way we would read the Pasuk, that the righteous are the judges. So the reason Rashi explained it that way, says the Ran, is Kedei Shelo Yeh Davar Achad Nichpal Shtei Pa'amim, because otherwise it's as though the Pasuk is reiterating the same point. In the beginning of the Pasuk says the bribe blinds the people who are wise. So then the end of the Pasuk shouldn't say the same idea again and twists the words of the people who are righteous. If we're talking about the people, we already said in the beginning of the Pasuk that they get blinded by the bribe. Lachen Piresh, that's why Rashi explained, She'omro yaver einei chachamim, that when the Pasuk says it blinds the eyes of the wise, he no rotze lomar b'gmar adin. The Pasuk isn't talking about how the people will rule at the end of the case, אלא שמתוך שליבו קרוב אצלו מהפך בזכותו יותר מהראוי. Rashi says when the pasuk tells us the wise are blinded, it's not talking about their conclusion is blinded, it's talking about their process is blinded. As they look at the case and analyze what their just conclusion should be, they will analyze the case from a biased standpoint. When a person accepts a bribe, then their analysis of the case will be blinded. He's not talking about their conclusion. The way you reach a conclusion is by analyzing the claims of both sides. Well, if you've been bribed, your analysis will be blinded. You will look at the guy who bribed you and constantly try to find ways of seeing him in a positive light. Because you like the person, you end up spending more time, more effort trying to find them in the right. As the story of Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yossi, that the Talmud in Tractate Ksubos tells us, the Kamal, the Talmud tells us, "Bade de kazil ve'ati amar ibaitain hachi ve'ibaitain hachi." As Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was on the way, it says that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi had a sharecropper. This was his worker. This was his partner. And every week he would bring him a basket of fruits in honor of Shabbos. One week, the sharecropper shows up a day early. He would always bring it on Friday. One week he brought it on Thursday. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi asked the sharecropper, "Why'd you bring me the basket of fruits a day early?" So he answered, "I have a court case I need you to judge. So I figured if I'm coming to your house anyways for you to judge my court case, I'll bring you the basket of fruits as I'm coming here anyways. I bring it every week. I didn't bring you a bribe. I didn't bring you something I don't bring you every other week. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi said, I can't judge you. He told him, you have to go to someone else to judge. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi started thinking about the sharecropper's case. And he started thinking, if he wanted, he can make this claim. If he wanted, he can make that claim. And I hope that when he goes to court, he's smart enough to present this case this way or that way. And then Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi said, oh, look at what's going on with me. Look at how I am biased for his benefit just because he does me a favor. I'm trying to be an honest person. I am an honest person. I told him, go to another court. I'm not judging you. But look at me, said Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Look at how I am thinking to myself, I hope he knows to make the right claims in court. That shouldn't be my hope. My hope should be, I hope justice comes out to the light. But no, I'm biased. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, even though he didn't judge him and he was honest, he said, look at how I'm affected. So because the judge ends up being biased, trying to find a positive angle for the person, then the conclusion ends up being twisted. This is Rashi's interpretation of the Pasuk, and the Ran is going to give another interpretation, which we will see Bezat Shem next week. Yeah.
Because, you know, emotionally, you're not going to look at this thing fairly if you're any normal person. But you have to find someone who somehow comes from some
community. Sparding.
Yeah. Anyway, it's like certain areas where you weren't affected, and even then, with brothers, it's far. It's amazing. It says it's how you think now. That's true. So, yeah, that's what you want to do. It's interesting. It's almost in that story. The fact that the guy came Thursday almost shows that God, maybe I wouldn't have known. He's here anyway. I don't look at it as a pride. You know what I mean? It shows how one can benefit without realizing they're benefiting. Like you say, that's with the hope someone you know, your cousin, the person should be saying, I pray justice is done. But you also, I want to look at it like, you know, this kind of stuff. Because the tender, you know, we create is just that side of us. You know, wants people who we feel have done us right to be innocent. It's not right. We want justice. But that, it's our kid.
Complicated.
Yeah.
They were skipping the system. Right. Acts. It was not
pushing. You like that bird?
That was amazing because
they right. Right through the window and I was right.
Right. Usually it's a bench. You know, it's a big production to get the
I hear you. I wouldn't know. I'm not there.